All right, we are back here on the game on News Radio KMAN. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner. Say hello to Snapchat, boys. You're on Snapchat.
Who brought that on?
What do you mean, who brought that on?
Like, what? Were you just doing that for fun?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's going out to my Snapchat followers.
Let's see, today's Thursday.
I didn't get anything.
Well, I haven't sent it yet. You just saw me get done recording, and I'm going to do this
but
segment.
But you filmed
and then
me earlier.
It. Yeah.
What happened to that one?
Well, I didn't like it because you just looked at the camera awkwardly, so I didn't feel like it was worthy of sending. I've got an important Snapchat reputation to uphold here, okay?
Oh.
I've got to provide entertaining content on there is what I need to do.
Tomorrow's Friday. We're going to play match game?
I don't know.
That's what came to mind for some reason.
We're talking, listen, we got Bruce Weber and K-State basketball to talk about, all right?
Okay.
This is no time for the match game. This is
okay.
Serious stuff here.
All right.
Here is the column from Sam Mellinger. It says Kansas State's Bruce Weber needs to win enough to not require votes of confidence. It's basically a State of the Union address, I think, for where Bruce Weber and the basketball program are at. You can see it on my Twitter, JL Kurtz. I tweeted a link to it earlier. I mean, I think it's a pretty good estimation of where things are at right now. There are a couple of newsworthy things that came from this. One is that per Sam Ellinger and through Bruce Weber, Laird Veach, after he issued the statement on Bruce Weber to the Manhattan Mercury that came off basically as a vote of confidence, he called and apologized to Bruce Weber, said he didn't really want it to come off as a vote of confidence, that wasn't necessarily, you know, what they needed, and it wasn't how he wanted it to be put out there. The other thing that was of interest is Sam just quotes basically people close to Bruce Weber, and they worry that the relationship between Bruce Weber and the fans is broken beyond repair. That's something I want to discuss more tomorrow because I think we could actually dive into that deeper. Is it broken beyond repair, and how could you fix it other than simply just winning a ton of games? What specifically would it take there? I think there are a lot of questions and a lot of different ways you could go with that. But here's really where I thought he just drilled it. He hit the nail on the head. He says the juxtaposition has defined Bruce Weber's first 5 years at K-State. Always good enough for continued employment, school's first share of a conference title in 36 years and three NCAA tournaments, but never good enough for full-throated support. His best season was with the players he inherited, a third-year roster mutiny of his own players, and he's yet to make the NCAA round of 32. That seems about the best way that you could spell it out there. That is a fair look at it, and it's fair to say it's just in a gray area right now where you don't know which way you really should be leaning or going or what the right answer is, especially without an athletics director.
He also says in there something that is very accurate in that Bruce Weber is oftentimes unfairly criticized, but it's for things that Bruce Weber has brought upon himself. And that's certainly the case with some of the quotes that he has in post-game press conferences. They come off as being, you know, excuses instead of owning up to the result. And certainly fans have been very frustrated with that attitude over the past several seasons. But sometimes the fans can take that too far and take a quote too out of context. And you know, those things are just going to happen in the world of social media, especially on Twitter, where everything has to be stated in 140 characters. You just can't get that full context a lot of times.
There are, to be fair, a lot of times where a quote will get tweeted, and, you know, when you just see it in type, it's different maybe than how it was said. There are certainly examples of that, but there are also certainly examples where, at least in my opinion, you know, he hasn't done himself any favors with the things that he says. So with that, I mean, there's the one side and the other side, and it's hard to figure out what exactly is the right way to read it. I mean, aren't there, I hate to really take it here, and I'm not trying to get into a political discussion, but aren't there so many parallels to the way everything is viewed politically now?
Absolutely.
All this? Like,
without question.
Like, here are the facts. The facts are, yes, he's won the only conference title here in 36 years, tied for the only conference title here in 36 years. Yes, he's been to an NCAA tournament in 3 of 5 seasons. But at the same time, the best year was with players he inherited. He did have a roster mutiny of his own players and had 9 players transfer in 3 years. And he has not won an NCAA tournament game to get to the round of 32 since he has been here at K-State. Those are all facts, and it's just people interpret them in very different ways.
Yeah, I mean, it is very political, and you know, we've reached the point where there's just not a lot of trust between, you know, people in the media, and everything is always skewed one way or the other. We've seen it. Actually, it's crazy to bring this up as an example, but all of a sudden, Kansas basketball fans have no trust with the Kansas City Star and what they're doing, because they've been the only outlet that's been reporting all those issues going on, and so now they think there's an issue there. It happens everywhere, and it just happens to be very frequent at K-State because Bruce Weber oftentimes says things that do not play well in print.
Did you just call the Kansas City Star fake news?
Fake news. No, it's the other way around this time.
Because this article that we're talking about is
in the Kansas City Star. That's funny. Yeah.
So are we just reading a fake news article here to everybody? Is that what we're doing?
Does that make us fake news by association?
No. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I'm just sitting here reading and relaying the story. Don't start calling me fake news.
I think we were called fake news on social media earlier today.
Earlier today?
Yeah, I think we were. No, not us. K-Man.
Oh.
Our station.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, man, who's... Let me at them. Let me at them. Call me fake news. Fake news. No.
We are
not
real
fake
news.
We're real news. I swear. This is real. No. Look, here's what
especially
we are.
Especially when we talk about wrestling, it's real news.
We are an opinion program. These are opinions. Opinions. That's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not news. Opinions. You can't be serious. I guess that's not really all that opinionated. It's the facts, and the facts seem ridiculous, and we can laugh at them. That's how we're going to finish the show. We'd like to finish it on a lighter note. We're going to do so. I mentioned Snapchat at the beginning of this segment to put a nice bow on this. Snapchat became the latest social media entity to land someone in the doghouse in the sports world. I'll tell you how, and you can't be serious next.